and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Bob and Chris. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Just two of you. It's okay. We have Steve out in Paris, and Lauren had a family emergency, so we're doing this without them. Hopefully, we'll all be back together soon.
Actually, they were fired.
It was a big scandal.
Right.
Big scandal.
It was, you know, season cut. It was the season finale, and they didn't make the cut, so.
Yeah. My own husband didn't make it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's luck of the draw. I mean, the people know what they want, Lisa. What can I tell you?
What? I mean, we can't help it if he's obnoxious. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And the fact that he wanted us to make up T-shirts with his picture on it, that was just too much.
Well,
he's so stuck on himself.
And I could handle the T-shirt with the picture on it. I couldn't handle the neon green color that he insisted on.
Yeah, he likes his neon green.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't like the clause he wanted in his contract where none of us could look him in the eye. I was like, Lee, that's just weird.
Well, I mean, that's a lot harder for me. He and I are kind of close in height.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
It was just too much. Don't be a diva on a podcast, you know?
Wow.
And like I said, people know what they want, and they want more Chris and Bob. So I can't actually. I think they want more Bob and Chris. But
hello, chopped liver.
Yeah.
Well, you're the voice behind the show. You're the
mystery.
I'm the mystery.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
The
mystery. You're a mystery. I don't know. The mystery woman. People know me and Bob more because we put our heart and soul out there. You know, people know about Bob's alien probing. Well, they know how naughty my kids are. They know about Bob being probed by aliens. You know, I mean, nobody knows any. Well, we know about your sprinkles.
We know about sprinkles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, Chris, I don't ever think I use the word probing. I think you used the word.
Your eyes said it all. Your eyes said probed.
All right. Before we really derail this.
What are we going to talk about? We're going to just do a couple of potpourri type stories. We've got a quick little restaurant review from Chris. We're going to talk about the new DVC over at the Grand Floridian, and Bob started to talk about something over at Universal, and we'll hear more about that in just a little bit. But let's start off with Chris. Where did you go to eat? You did a little impromptu trip.
I did.
Literally,
my husband.
You know, you just decided within a couple hours. I'm like, holy cow.
Right. So on Friday, my husband, who is the least spontaneous person in the world, my husband took our older son down for Star Wars weekend, and they were both in the airport, and they were texting us, me, not the twins, and they were saying, you know, hey, it's really lonely. You want to come down here? And my husband, as I said, he's not a spontaneous person. I was like, I will not let this moment pass. I don't care what it costs. And so I got some tickets that were pretty reasonable. Within 3 hours, I had taken the twins. The only mistake I made was I told the twins at the start of the, you know, preparing, and they basically paced the house with their little backpacks for like 2 or 3 hours. I was like, sit down and watch some TV while mommy packs. So that was really stressful. But we made it okay, and we made it down there, and we had a quick little trip. But one of the things we did, well, first we stayed at Boardwalk, and I just want to say that that's a beautiful location, and it's a gorgeous room. I'm not a huge fan of the rooms at Beach Club, and I do not like the rooms at Yacht Club. However, if you're looking for an alternative to that, and I think a room that's better maintained, check out Boardwalk. It was so nice. And I'd only stayed in the DVC side, so these were in the standard rooms that we were in this time, and I loved it. It's very pretty, very clean, good location. You can walk to Hollywood Studios or Epcot, so definitely think about that. But unfortunately, one of the breakfast options there, if you don't go to the new Boardwalk Bakery, which was just refurbed and is about twice the size as it used to be, still no indoor seating, by the way, you can go ahead and go to Cucina, which is, you know, a couple doors down, and it's the Cat Cora restaurant that sort of got like a Greek Mediterranean kind of thing going on. And I haven't eaten there for dinner. I'm dying to go there for dinner. However, we had breakfast there because I thought, how bad can it be? The answer is bad. It was really bad. So the issue is that everything is overseasoned there, or it's completely bland. So Kevin had the spinach, feta, eggs, and tomatoes, which sounds delicious. You know, it sounds like a fantastic dish, but it was so overwhelmed by all the salty feta that it was really not worth eating. And I had their stacked breakfast, which basically had an egg on top of a sweet potato hash, which sounds fantastic. And there was supposedly some turkey in there, but I didn't see that. And then on top of it, it had sort of a artichoke, almost like a dip, basically. Well, the artichoke didn't work with the sweet potatoes, and it didn't work with the egg. It just, ugh. They gave you a toast with Kalamata olives in the bread. That doesn't really work for breakfast. I don't know.
I couldn't tell from the picture that you posted. I'm like, is that raisins? And Donna was looking at it, and she says, I think it's olives.
It was.
Like, and I'm like, no, I'm like, it's breakfast. They wouldn't serve olive bread.
They do. And, you know, maybe our mistake was ordering breakfast that sort of had like a Greek flavor, but we wanted to try something that, you know, wasn't, you know, the sort of American, you know, eggs, bacon, toast kind of breakfast. And I will, in fairness, the sweet potato hash was really, really good. Although, again, I didn't see any meat in there. But it was just appallingly bad. And sort of, I just kind of ate parts of it. But the real kicker was the kids had the Mickey pancakes, and they weren't good either. And if you're messing up pancakes, you can't do anything right. So I love Kat Cora. I think she's the cutest little spunky Southern girl ever. But she needs to get it together there because it was terrible. I really want to try dinner now because I've read other sites that gave it fairly good reviews. So I want to see if it lives up to my standards, which really aren't that high. I mean, you know, it's breakfast.
I know for you to hate something, Chris, at Disney is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, seriously. And I'm pretty, you know, I'm a pretty adventurous eater. You know, I mean, you could put a lot of stuff in front of me and I'll eat it, but that was just bad.
And I didn't know if it was your excellent photography skills, Chris, or the way it looked, but the eggs looked very bright to me. Like
it was my excellent photography skills.
Okay, and I was like, what's wrong with that sausage and the eggs? I'm like, are they supposed to be that yellow? But no, okay.
and the service was good. The restaurant itself was about, I want to say 80% empty, but in fairness, it was 9:30 when we sat down to eat, so it was a little late. But
that shouldn't matter.
I'm sorry.
That shouldn't matter.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a little late for breakfast. You know, maybe a lot of families are out at the parks. It wasn't a super crowded weekend, so even though it was the start of Star Wars weekend, so I think, you know, if you're going to eat breakfast there, definitely stick with, you know, the I think it's called the American, which is your standard kind of, you know, big platter of food, because you don't want to go anywhere off that beaten path. And hopefully they won't. Hopefully they'll give you biscuits or regular toast or something and not, you know, Kalamata olive bread, which, like I said, would be good under any other circumstances.
Live a little, Chris. Come on.
My goodness. You know, I was there back in...
I just got there.
Actually, it was last June. I was out there for a master's program, and I was walking the boardwalk trying to figure out, well, you know, let's try it. Let's try Cuisina. And I looked at the menu. I'm like, there's not a single thing on here that I would not have to reinvent. And so it just wasn't worth it. I ended up going to... Where did I go? The brewery.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What's it called? My gosh.
I can't even remember the name. But yeah.
Come on, Bob. You know this.
It's a brewery. Yeah. Not ESPN Club.
No, there's a brewery there. But it's not really like a real... It doesn't really stand out as a brewery.
No, but anyway, we went there and it was good.
Yeah.
Lots of food.
I think I could eat dinner there, but I really hope it's better than breakfast. You know, and breakfast should be easy for a restaurant when you think about it. So
I will say that the idea of the eggs with the feta and the spinach,
yes,
and the tomato, it sounds really, really good. It just,
if they had put a third of the amount of cheese in there, because feta is a really, it's just, I mean, goat cheese is strong anyway. It's very salty. You know, I mean, it doesn't require a lot to make it taste good. You know what would have been better? Just throw some cream cheese in there. That would have been really good. Because cream cheese is basically the same idea, only not as overpowering. So that's just me.
Coming soon to a Disney park near you is Chris's restaurant.
I'm telling you, if you ever want to make somebody love you, put cream cheese in their scrambled eggs and don't tell them. They'll be like, oh my gosh, you're the best cook ever. It doesn't require a lot. Seriously, it's so good.
Okay.
I got to watch out for you because I'm not a cream cheese fan.
Oh, it's really good. It's good. You won't even know it's in there. You'll just think, wow, these are the fluffiest scrambled eggs ever. Chris, you're a genius.
And also, my pants no longer fit.
My pants no longer fit.
All I had was eggs. I don't understand.
Do you know what though? Like all you need, like for one egg, maybe a teaspoon. So maybe two. Okay, three.
For one egg?
No, I'm teasing. Yeah, maybe a teaspoon. I mean, it doesn't need a lot.
Okay.
Well, I put it in my husband's scrambled eggs all the time.
Does he know it?
She puts it in coffee. She puts it in everything.
Need a little cream for your coffee?
No, he knows actually, because he likes it that way. All
right. Okay,
it's really good.
All right, so yeah, I don't think it's one of my favorite places. I haven't actually eaten there, but I don't have the desire.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry.
I love Cat Cora though. I mean, come on, she's just the cutest little thing. She needs to get on.
You just love it. Anything to do with cats.
I was going to say that. It's the cat thing again.
I know. No, I just, I like her cooking. Whenever I see her on Food Network, I'm like, oh, you know, that looks interesting. But not this.
You know who needs to open a restaurant at Disney? Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, really.
That would be interesting. You couldn't bring your young children because of all the swearing going on from the galley. But, I think it would be interesting.
Too funny.
All right, let's jump. We're going to jump boat here, and we're going to DVC. What's going on in the world of DVC?
Okay, so I guess I'm going to talk too much for this one, too.
Yeah, this is going to be the Chris show.
I know. Well, I'll keep it brief. I'm sure Bob will have opinions. So
again, cutting me down.
I know. Well, but you, like I said, you're the mystery. Nobody knows too much about Lisa. But if you all want to know about her, just send me an email and I'll tell you all kinds of stories.
Oh, God. I'm going to do that.
Heck, so, I'm emailing you right now.
I'd have to make it up. But anyway, so, on today, actually Thursday, which by the time you hear this, it'll be Monday, but, on the 23rd of May, Disney opened up sales for the new Grand Floridian DVC, and they announced that the building itself will be available for occupancy on the 23rd of October, which if you've been by there, and Bob and I were both just by there recently, it doesn't look half finished. I mean, I'm like, how? And I even said to the DVC guy I talked to, I said, how is this even possible? I mean, there's nothing there. It's a shell. But he said, oh, it'll be fine. So if you want to buy DVC, existing members can buy right now for $145 a point. And
is that the normal price or is that a discount for members?
That's a discounted price for members. They haven't announced the non-discounted price for non-members. And interestingly enough, you know, the sort of gossip online was that people were saying, oh, this is totally going to sell out before non-members can buy. But the DVC guide I talked to said, no, that's not going to happen. They expect the bulk of the sales to be new buyers.
How many rooms are there?
You know, I don't know. It's the smallest DVC on property, though. So the interesting thing is that, and this is, people will love this, There are Lake View and Standard View, by the way. There's no Magic Kingdom view, although I would imagine there are some buildings where you can see the Magic Kingdom. But the interesting thing is that they have studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and then four bedrooms. And the fourth bedroom isn't actually a bedroom. It's a sort of open area where there are fold outs. So it still sleeps 12, but there are some more defined sleeping spaces that a lot of grand villas have. I thought it was interesting that the studios sleep five.
That's
So
funny.
in these studios, so Lisa, like you guys would be totally fine in a studio, and so would we in theory. So you have a queen size bed, you have a queen size pull out, and then you have one of those couch or chair things that pull out to a twin bed. So supposed to be open by the 23rd. I suspect it's going to be really hard to get in there, given that it's so small and given that homeowners can book right away, and then it's the everybody else can book.
When you
So
say homeowners, that means that's your original home resort.
resort, yeah. And then all the other DVC. And then I'm sure they'll have some up for cash inventory because I think cash inventory works on a percentage of DVC that's sold. So, I guess that'll be available at some point too. We don't know when that is.
Yeah, I'm
So,
sure that will happen.
I
And
think
we'll
it's going
try
to
to
be
get.
incredibly hard to get into.
I think
Oof.
so too. Now, the model is actually opening up, I think, tomorrow for tours. That's again for DVC owners, and then everyone else a little bit later than that. So hopefully, when we all go down in June, we can maybe get a couple pictures of the model that they have over at Saratoga Springs.
I'm just thinking, don't you think if Disney made more rooms public versus DVC, that they could make more money?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they've done every, scenario possible that you can imagine and figured out
Yeah.
that. And I think there are legal reasons. I think there are actual legal reasons why they can't, the amount of rooms that are public, and I don't understand the formula. I'm sure some of our listeners who own DVC and who are really into it do. But the amount of rooms that are public are based upon the amount of rooms that are sold. There's some formula that they use, and I believe that's
Yeah, yeah.
all formula. That's all,
I've got bean
by
counters
law.
working on that.
Well, and it's by law too that they have to do that. So, I and that makes sense when you think about it because they have to have rooms available to their owners at a reasonable rate. So,
Interesting.
but I am looking forward to checking out that model.
If you could go back and buy into any original DVC, which one would it be?
Wow. You mean, for me, we own Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I know you guys own it, what, Old Key West and Beach Club, right?
Yes.
I love Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's where I would want to own because that's really where I want to stay when I go on a long trip with my family. I think that's by far the nicest resort, DVC resort. I also like Bay Lake Tower.
I do like Animal Kingdom. I don't know. I mean, they do such a great job with those DVC villas.
Yeah.
They're incredible. But I don't know. I do like Bay Lake Tower, but I like the space that you've got over at Old Key West.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. Old Key West does nothing for me. I don't. I mean, if you're in a two-bedroom villa at Animal Kingdom Lodge, you can't beat that.
No,
It's
you can't.
plenty of space, and I liked Boardwalk too. We've stayed in a two-bedroom there too, and I thought it was fantastic. The problem with staying DVC ever, is that you get spoiled and you totally. You get used to having a washer and dryer and a kitchen, and suddenly you don't really need the dining plan. So, I mean, a lot of people stay DVC and have the dining plan, but you don't need it the way you do, elsewhere.
Given what the member price is, I can only imagine how much the price to the general public is going to
It better
be.
be at least $5 more a point.
Oh,
If it's
I
worth
imagine
like,
it's going to be at least $10 more a point.
yeah, I was
Yeah.
thinking 15.
Yeah, 10 to 15 is probably more likely. And ouch. Oh. So that sound you hear is your wallet screaming.
Well, and you know, the fact is that in 18 months there will be resale contracts available for Grand Floridian villas, but they're probably not gonna there there's gonna be so few of them. It's gonna be like Grand Californian, you know, the prices on the resale market are fairly close to what you'd pay through Disney. So, I mean, you know, generally buying resale is the smartest thing you can do with DVC. You can get your points for about half as much. But I don't know if that's going to be the way it is with Grand Floridian. Of course, you know, I mean, as soon as they open up Grand Floridian, what's coming after that?
Polly.
The Poly, of course. Everybody knows that. And DVC is a formula that works when they constantly have new inventory. So in 2 or 3 years, when the Poly opens, Grand Floridian won't be new inventory anymore, so they're going to have to move on to the Poly. So save your pennies if you like the Poly.
I like the Poly. I think I would like a DVC at Poly better than at Grand Floridian.
I think if the Poly had a DVC and they did the rooms kind of like they are at Aulani, I think that would be fantastic. If the DVC at the Poly is like the Poly, forget it.
I don't, you got to walk a fine line there because people love the Poly for the Poly.
For
So
the kitsch factor.
if you deviate too much from that Brady Bunch
I
type
know.
style,
You know what would be awesome? If they had those orange refrigerators and stoves like they did in the Brady Bunch. No, wait, it was an avocado green stove and refrigerator in the Brady Bunch kitchen with orange countertops. That's what they need in the DVC at the Poly.
And with every grand villa rental, you get
You get an
Alice.
Alice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That would be
Nice.
great. You guys.
Oh, we're terrible.
Was so
We're
awesome
just
that she was dating the butcher.
Sam the Butcher.
Butcher. Oh, God, that was a good show.
It
Was.
was.
All right, moving on.
All right, so Bob, we're throwing it over to you.
Yeah.
You had made a quick little snippet comment on Universal. What's going on over there?
Universal continues to announce expansions to their park, and today they announced that an all-new Simpsons-themed area will open at Universal Studios Florida this summer, and it will be the only place in the world currently that you can walk into the land of Springfield. And among the things that you'll be able to do there, you can go to Krusty Burger and grab a Krusty certified meat sandwich, enjoy donuts at Lard Lad, imbibe at most imbibe at Moe's Tavern, and by the way, Universal will have a special Duff beer brewed specifically for them. There's also going to be a new Kang and Kodos Twirl and Hurl ride opening up there.
There's got to be an itchy and scratchy something.
I'm sure there is. It looks like from the construction that I've seen and the drawings that have been released, it looks like the Androids comic shop is going to be there. Of course, Lard Lad, the Duff Brewery. It looks really great, and it's waterfront right there. And of course, this is all going to be anchored by the original Simpsons ride, which of course used to be the Back to the Future ride. So that's going to be great. I mean, The Simpsons is one of those things that, yes, it may be in its 25th, 26th season. I think it just finished its 25th. But even when it goes away, it's in syndication. It's been such a large
It's
part of,
eternal.
yeah, it's eternal. I mean, it's one of those things. It's a part of pop culture, so it's got years and years and years of staying power. So, and The Simpsons ride is actually very well done. It was a good replacement to Back to the Future. I'm excited to see that, check that out, and
That
see what
sounds
that.
fun.
Yeah, it, I
I'm a
think it's
fan.
going to be a lot of fun. I am also of The Simpsons, have been. I mean, the writing's not nearly as good as it used to be, but it still has its moments, and to experience that whole area will be fun. And also, they're adding, among all of the other characters that they now do meet and greets with, when the expansion opens, you'll also be able to see Krusty the Clown and Sideshow Bob. And no, I'm not Sideshow Bob. Yes, I realize I'm tall enough, but that's not me.
You know, that's really too bad. You could earn some extra money that way when you get out of court. You could be like, right. Hey, I got to go to my second job, my 15th job.
Put on the shoes. I put on the floppy shoes and do the hair up and walk around. What's funny is Donna actually said to me, you could be Krusty. That's like the first
honey.
Thing. Yeah. Like, thank you. I appreciate that. So at least she's supportive of that. It continues to expand. So it looks like a good summer for the theme parks all around. I mean, real quick, I mean, you've got the Antarctica exhibit opening at SeaWorld Orlando tomorrow, and you've got the Transformers ride at Universal opening, and now the Simpsons ride opening, and you've got Disney doing their thing, kicking off their summer with the Monstrous Summer tonight tomorrow with their 24-hour event. So
Are you going to that?
No, because last year's 24-hour leap year event was followed by the 2-week sick as a dog event. And that was far less popular.
Yeah.
Enjoyable. So, and it was more like a month, actually.
Poor Bob.
It just wore me out. And like I said last year, I honestly, more power to you if you enjoy that sort of thing. I did not see what the big deal was. I really didn't. I mean, like, okay, so the park was open 24 hours. Woohoo! I honestly don't get what the appeal is.
I would have loved to have gone, but I mean, it's not really practical if you're not living in the area.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. It's anyway. But the thing is, Universal is supposed to be doing soft openings of Transformers this weekend as well. So if that's true, that's where you'll find me.
Yes.
So
I won't be looking. Sorry.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, she won't be. Ooh, that was like a burn.
Yeah, see, this is why people don't like you.
Oh, so now people don't like me.
Well, I mean, Chris was being nice by saying you're a mystery. I'm just giving it to you straight, you know.
Okay. Well, now, it's
that
not,
digs deep.
It's not that. It's just that there's a club.
Oh,
a club.
Yeah.
An anti-Lisa club?
No, it's
I'm not going to call it that. That's a strong way to put it.
It's a members-only club, and you're not a member.
It's everybody but you.
Right.
We can't pick on her when Steve is here, because, well, he'd join in, so.
He would. I need a box of tissues now.
Oh. Oh.
Speaking of tissues, I go into the bathroom today. Because that's what
you
I do.
Want to know this?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I look at the back of the, you know, the top of the toilet seat in the back, the tank.
Yes.
And there is a push pop.
Oh.
Do we know what a push pop is?
Yes.
Those lollies? Yeah.
It's sherbet in a cone.
Right.
And it is melted everywhere. I'm like, are you kidding me? I gave one to Brooke last night, and it is everywhere. I'm like, are you kidding? And tissue kind of reminds me because of the tissues got soaked.
I want to give her points for at least putting it down and not sitting there and eating it at the same time. Kids are disgusting.
It was a mess.
See, now you would have had just a ton of ants if that was Florida. So
right. Right.
Ugh. Nasty. I don't know how that's Disney related, but
it is.
Still gross.
Well, because we went from insulting the pants off of me to tissues to sorbet or sherbet.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, just in case you forgot. Yeah, the insulting me, that part, that's how we started.
That's how we got to the tissues.
Yeah,
that's
the anti-Lisa club. Yeah. That's how we started.
Oh, well.
And with that, I'm going to grab the show. I'm going to wrap it up right here. I would like to thank you for listening, and I'd also like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.